Vince Wilfork joining the Big Show live as he does each and every Monday, as long as this team keeps on playing football games and you live to play another game. I got to ask you, the start of the game, you were immense for this entire football game, but you came out like you were possessed. What was going on at the start of that game?
You know what? We knew, you know, we preached it all week. It was going to be a physical football game. And, you know, Bill elected not to go pads last week and basically told us, you know, don't take this day for granted because, you know, the Ravens are going to be physical. We have to play physical. And I just wanted to just get off to a good start and just set the tone early. And I think for the most part we did. For the most part, I think we came out, we played fast, we played hard, and we played physical. And then I think when you can play a team like the Ravens like that, it's good because we're built the same way. But when you sit back and you just take blow after blow in, they feed off of that. Teams feed off that. When teams see they can take advantage of you physically, they feed off of that. And we never let that happen. And I think that set the tone for us for the whole game.
Did you see this coming from the defense? You got to turn your mic on there, D'Ossi.
That's right. Good to say.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Did you feel it coming? Because all year long we've been talking about the defense, and you have said, I like the defense. I like these guys. We play 60 minutes, we'll be okay. Did you feel it coming? And B, did you feel like the defense, you or collectively, the defense feel like it had something to prove?
I don't think we had anything to prove. I just think a lot of guys understand what's at stake. They understand that the team that we were playing was a good football team, a physical football team. Got a lot of guys on that football team that's, you know, all pros and going to be Hall of Famers, which is a great, great, great bunch. And guys understood that. And I think anytime you can have a good week of practice and preparation, it always leads to better things on game day. And I think in practice, we ran around, we made plays. And at the crucial moments yesterday, it seems like we made those plays. But that's what you have to do against teams like this, because you never know when it's going to happen. You don't know who it's going to be. You don't know who it's going to be against. Now we do know who it's going to be against, but you just don't know who that person's going to be, what the play is going to be. You have to be ready to take advantage of it at all times. And I think, you know, playing 60 minutes of football, man, it takes us a long way. I mean, all year, Bill, you know, we preach 60 minutes, 60 minutes, 60 minutes, and it seemed like we wait till the postseason to get here and just play. But you can never give up. This team never gives up. Never gives up, no matter what the outcome may be. They never give up. They're fighters. And you know what? I can play anytime, anywhere with a team like this, home or away. It doesn't matter. But playing with a team like this, it's always fun.
You know, the ebb and flow of any game, it just seems like you guys came out, like you said early on, that first quarter and set an unbelievable tone defensively. At halftime, were you talking about that first, 20 minutes of football that you had there?
No, at halftime we basically said 0-0, okay. You know, and we want to go back out and play a better half. You know, 30 more minutes of good football. That's what we talked about. Not letting up. You know, just finish. Just finish strong. No matter what happens, just finish. And it's not hard to have these guys believe, because they've seen all year, you know, from one of the worst teams to now, you know, a good team. And defense this, and okay, the defense turned around. All year has been hit and miss. But you know what? These guys never pay that no attention. And that's our biggest thing. Don't pay nothing attention outside of this locker room, you know? I have faith in you. The coaching staff, we have faith in one another. We know exactly what we can do. And our mind frame was going back out there and putting together another good, you know, a good two quarters, 30 more minutes of good football. And we'll be heading the place everybody dream of going. And we did.
You made so many great plays yesterday, and a lot of times you allowed the linebackers to make great plays because you were taking on a couple of guys. But I thought the thing that really stood out, and it happened three times that I remember, Rice, Ricky Williams, and then with 2:53 left in the game, you got to Flacco. Now, you had to go – you had a body in between you and Flacco. You had a body in between you and Williams. I can't remember whether you had one with Rice. But you reached around and you were able to grab the jersey and not let go, to the point where Flacco throws the ball out of bounds. They get that first down, they can run the clock now, and who knows what the outcome of that game is. What is it about holding on to the shirt, and how are we able to do it? I mean,
hold on for dear life, man. Like you say, at that point, you know, every play was critical. Every play was critical, and at the end of the day, I didn't want to be that guy that, you know, let my teammates down or was out of position. I just knew I had the job to do. I liked the matchup that the coaches put me in. The defense, and that was another thing. You know, the coaches did a hell of a job.
Are they moving you guys around?
Oh, man, they did a hell of a job in the second half. Running the defense, we didn't run all game. And then basically in the second half and towards the end of the game, we moved to a defense. I love the defense. And we made plays off it. But we only ran that defense probably 3 or 4 times, and it was successful each time. And you have to give the coaches, you know, a lot of credit. I know they'll give us a lot of credit for going out there and performing. But I tell you, you know, these guys, they hear us talk. We come to the sideline as players and say, hey, let's try this and do this. But they won't always put us in the best situation they think is best for us. And you know what? As a player, didn't have to say anything. Bill and Matt and Pep and those guys, they got together and put that defense in. And my eyes lit up. Because when that defense is called, every defensive lineman out there loved that call. It's like a blitz. And we knew we had to make something happen. And myself, like I said, just liking the matchup, anticipating being one-on-one, and I had to take advantage of that matchup, and that's exactly what happened. So, you know, a lot of people may see, you know, myself making the plays, but let me tell you, a lot had to do with that with my teammates and the coaches putting me in that situation. And like I said, we probably ran it 3 or 4 times that whole game, but at a critical moment, you have to be able to execute, and we did.
Glenn brought up the 4th and 6 play from Flacco, but the play before that, the reason it was 4th and 6, it was 3rd and 3, Ray Rice runs, and you stop it for a 3-yard loss. Did you know exactly what was happening there, or were you just playing off instincts? Well,
no.
How did that play unfold?
You know what, I don't know. I thought they wolfed on the block, or the guard was, you know, late on blocking down. But like I said, that defense, when that defense is called, man, it's balls to the walls. You got to make something happen, and that's exactly what happened. You know, we got off the ball, we got off the rock, and, you know, before you know it, I was hitting Ray in the backfield for a tackle for a loss. So, like I said, execution is everything. You mentioned 2 plays, and those 2 plays, that was a defense we came in later in the game and put in, and we executed very, very well. And that's what you have to do. In games like, you never know what it's going to be. You never know if you're going to have a 3-man rush, a 5-man rush, you're going to pressure, you're going to blitz. You don't know what you're going to do. So, but I know as a defensive lineman, when I hear certain calls, I love it. I love certain calls. And I hate some calls too now. Trust me, I hate some calls too. But like I say, the coaches always do a real good job of talking to us and trying to put us in the best situation to make plays.
Your offense had, or the Patriots had, 3 turnovers, and you let off 6 points off those turnovers. Does that sound right?
I think that is right.
Again, point of emphasis on the sideline. All of a sudden, the ball's turned over. What happens on the sideline? What do you say to the guys?
You know, that didn't happen on the sideline. That happened in practice. Yeah. I mean, sudden change. I mean,
right.
We early in the year, we were crappy. Then we came back, and we was better. We got better. Then all of a sudden, we tailed off again. And I remember going into this week, that was one of the point of emphasis we talked about. Hey, sudden change. We have to be better. We have to be better with sudden change. That sudden change, it was played out in practice. And like I say, people can take it for granted, whatever they want. But preparation is everything. And once we got the turnover, and then offense went out and turned the ball back over, our mind frame automatically switched. Hey, we're not giving up any points. You know, we're not giving up points. If they're going to get anything, make them earn it. Kick a field goal. And that's what we did. So that play was made in practice.
That'd be easy to overlook in practice because your offense, your team doesn't turn the ball over all that much. It'd be easy to overlook that with all the things you got to prepare for in practice.
Yeah, but see, that's once again, that's Bill Belichick having a brilliant mind that he has. He know what this football team needs. We might not see it as players, but as a coach, you know, he everybody – go off of what he sees, what he says, what he delivered to this team. That's what we go off of. And that was something that he saw. And you know what? He didn't leave no stone unturned. We addressed it in practice. And obviously we got it fixed because, like you said, we went out, we held them to a field goal, and we walked away, you know, pretty satisfied, you know, not giving up seven. But at the same time, something that we talked about, you know, in practice that we wanted to address, we did.
Defense won this game yesterday, and to be honest with you, I don't think we've said that during the course of this past season. You've said it every single week. We've asked you the question. We've asked you, what is happening here? What is happening here? And you keep on saying to us every single week, we're getting better and better, and we'll eventually get to it. How has it all come together? Because you got offensive players playing defense. You've got guys that were on a practice team with the Oakland Raiders, and now you put them all together. And this is what you get? How's it happen? You called it early in the year. But tell us the truth. How did it all come together?
Just guys believing. You know, guys believing no matter who it is. This team is built a bunch of great guys in this locker room, a bunch of great guys. And they'll do anything to help this ball club win everything. And even when things not going so well, I never seen a team that is so poised. And you'll never know if we win or lose it, because this team is so poised to take the field, and everyone's focused, and it's at an even keel. But when you have everyone working for one goal, is to win, great things can happen. And not only to win, but to get better, elevate your game. How can you not play for those individuals? And those people I'm talking about are my teammates. Each week, we go to practice and we battle. We compete. And you know what? It worked very, very well for us. But we have one more game to go. And this, like I said, this is the biggest game of them all. So we need everybody to bring a A-plus game. A-plus game, because it's going to be a battle. But this is for everything.
You know, millions and millions of people watched both of these games yesterday. TV ratings off the charts for both games. So when you make plays in these games, or if you're the GOAT in these games, it's all exaggerated. After the game, I heard a lot of people say, that's the best game Vince Wilfork ever played. Vince was out of his mind. How about you? Do you think that's the best game you've ever played?
I don't know. I'll leave it up for, you know, everybody else to say that. But like I said, my goal is each week get better. I want to lead by example. And the more plays I can go out and make and have fun with my teammates, I don't have to talk. But it starts in practice. I have to come to work. Guys have to see me working, because if they don't see a guy that's been in the game for a long time, if they don't see him working, what you think they're going to think? So you don't have guys like that. So for to say that's my best game, you know, I don't know. Yeah or no, I don't know. But my goal is to put out the best effort I can to help my ball club win. And sometimes that's taking on double teams, triple teams. Sometimes it's making plays, and sometimes it's not making plays. So whatever is there, I'll take advantage of it, whatever it may be. But who knows?
Tell me how you saw the last 35, 40 seconds on one play. Actually, back-to-back plays, Sterling Moore knocking the ball out of Evan's hand, and then making another play right after that. And then, of course, Billy Cundiff. Just your take on those three plays, that sequence.
You know what? It was a 60-minute ball game. You know, it was never a doubt that came in my mind that, you know, we was going to pull the game out. I never stopped believing. I don't care if they would have got down to the one-yard line. I just have so much trust and faith in this football team that we're going to fight. And you know what we did? We fought to the last 15 seconds, we fought. And, you know, if you was going to beat us, we're taking in overtime. But you got to get the overtime first. So a lot of people may say, you know, he cost them a game and to get the field goal. Yeah, but that field goal was for the tie. It was for the tie. So, you know, you can't say, you know, that was going to beat us. And we can't say we would have won in overtime. But the fact of the matter is, we didn't get to that. You know what? We didn't get to it. But, like, you had two good football teams playing football. And like you said, if you was a football fan yesterday, you saw some good football teams. You seen some good players out there playing some hell of a ball games yesterday.
It was great.
All right, big guy. We'll get plenty of opportunity next week to talk about the Giants and about a return by the New England Patriots to the Super Bowl. Congratulations on the conference championship.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you next week. Going to take them out with music now?
Let me hear what I got. What you got for me?
Got a little Marilyn Manson for you.
Sound like Marilyn Manson to me.
No, that ain't no Marilyn Manson right
remix,
there, baby.
Remix. Quick break, we're back.
Yeah, what you waiting for? Yeah.